Dale Oren Bonlinger, my wife's father, was wounded on Corregidor, on the island of Corregidor, which is located in the mouth of Manila Bay. He was captured on May the 6th when Corregidor surrendered to the Japanese in 1942. And he went through the similar atrocities that the guys went through in the infamous Bataan Death March. He ended up at the POW camp called Cabanchuan in the Philippines and spent the entire war there. He was repatriated on 31 January 1945 when the U.S. Army sent a company of 120 Rangers 30 miles behind the enemy lines to free that POW camp because they were afraid the Japanese would massacre the prisoners.
Mrs. McLean, did your father talk about these experiences much when he got back?
You know, my dad was like many World War II vets. They're very closed, not showing a lot of emotion, didn't talk about it other than it was just a job. It was their duty, and they were glad to do it, and they did it. But my father was never the same man. That young man that went in to serve the Army Air Corps, he came out, you know, emotionally, physically, spiritually, he was not the same man. And he died on Memorial Day in 1974, and we always thought that to be such an...
kind of ironic.
And a statement to his service and to his life's sacrifices.
He was 54 years old when he died.
Having that experience, your personal military experience and those of the other members of the family, does that make Veterans Day more important to you?
Very much so.
Absolutely. You know, Chief takes his own opportunity to be here today. It takes his own financial resources, his time away from work to do this kind of thing. He takes his collections into the public schools, other organizations around town who have a need, and he does so because he wants this history preserved, and he wants to honor those who serve.
Our daughter did a tour in the reserves, an eight-year enlistment, you know, and I have three nephews that are currently serving. Derek McLean is a major in the Air Force. His brother, Sean McLean, is in the Army Air Force. My youngest brother's son, is a graduate of the Navy ROTC here 2 years ago, and he is in Marine flight training at Pensacola currently. As a matter of fact, he just soloed recently. So, Veterans Day is very important to us, and you know, acknowledging, you know, especially the wounded veterans and the guys that went through POW experiences, et cetera, that, you know, we don't teach enough history in this country, and this is my little way of making that statement and helping educate some people.
What will you be doing on Veterans Day itself tomorrow?
Well, unfortunately, I have to work tomorrow.
So no day off for Veterans Day?
No day off for Veterans Day, no. No.
But the flag flies high.
We fly the flag at our. We have a lighted flagpole at our house out in the country that we fly every day. Also on the 4th of July and special days, I have a 15-foot flag which we mount on the side of the barn, which
that's
you can see about 2 miles down the road.
That's our statement.